Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey you guys, welcome to Steel Wars. I am comedian Steel Saunders and I do love Star Wars. Please enjoy this classic clip which is available in full at patreon.com/Steel Wars.
Very popular fan favorite returning guest. Please welcome back the awesome comedian David Callan. And first time guest, he is a comedian in the Adelaide Fringe. Oh my God, you've ruined the intro with that. You did like an army roll onto stage. That was amazing.
Thank you.
So good. So unprepared for that. And our other guest is a first time visitor to the Steel Wars podcast. Please welcome comedian David Campbell.
Do a cool roll.
He clearly said, do a cool roll.
I can't.
David, that was amazing. You've got Mandalorian written all over you.
Do you want to see my dive roll?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh. What?
He's lost his microphone.
I hurt my head. You're not supposed to dive on your head. It's supposed to be your hands. Thanks for having me on your podcast.
Thanks for doing stunts on my podcast. Little stunts on the podcast.
On an audio medium. Yeah.
Yeah, I think
who knew?
I think the people listening around the world will just hear the clunks and just go, yeah.
Yeah.
Or maybe you did nothing and we just got a bit of Ben Burtt action, some sound effects. Maybe it's just me going, oh, triple flip. No one bought it.
No. Oh, no.
What about background characters? Who'd you like up the back?
It's a toss-up between Max Rebo, the blue elephant playing the keyboard, or Nine...
Racist.
Sorry?
Racist.
No, because we don't know if there's any other coloured elephants there, so...
I didn't even notice his colour.
Oh, fine. Yep, okay. I'll wear it, yep.
I didn't even think it was an elephant. I just said there's just another being there playing the piano. I didn't even acknowledge it was a piano.
It's a keyboard.
Trying to be as politically correct as possible.
Nondescript musician in building owned by Jabba.
Don't pigeonhole him as a musician. He's also a great poet.
Oh, can't we?
You're the Pauline Hanson of Star Wars. Rebo is awesome. I have a soft spot.
I want a movie about him. Like, you know, they're doing the off. I want a movie about the Max Rebo band. I want to see him, like, go through the battle of the bands, see him go up against the Cantina band at one point. They lose out early, but then they come back. And one has to join them.
What movie are you ripping off?
I don't know.
I would like a Max Rebo movie, but based on La La Land. And like, so Rebo always had that dream of reopening Jabba's palace as like a jazz club.
Yeah.
And then he meets Ulla, maybe, and they fall in love. And one end of the movie is that they all blow up in the skiff. And the other one is, I don't walk out of the film crying. That film really hit me, David.
Was it in your feels?
It was deep in my feels. Yeah. It was too much. Mm. And then people, I commented on, I saw La La Land and I just said, nah, screw that movie. Worst thing ever. It made me feel horrible.
I've not seen it.
Oh, it broke my heart.
Do you reckon somewhere there's a La La Land podcast and they're talking about Star Wars right now?
Yeah.
Just to balance out the universe.
I don't know. The emotions you're saying are all the emotions I felt when I saw Phantom Menace, so it's all right.
But then people started texting, like messaging me on Twitter or whatever, and saying, "Oh, if you like that, this film's really sad as well." And I'm like, "No, ixnay." I just show me films where someone does a front flip and then grabs a lightsaber. Suggest one of those to me.
They're Dave good movies. Callum. I can do that.
So Rebo, who's a great pick. Who's your other one?
Nine Nub, because I just love watching him not cope with Lando being too nonchalant with what's going around. Because, like, you know, he just keeps, like, flying into things. He knocks off the satellite dish and all he goes, "Oh, that was too close." And meanwhile, you see Nine Nub just not coping. Like, I really always wanted just subtitles and go, "What the hell, man? Like, are you nuts? Like, we're about to crash into the thing." Now that's racist, what I did there.
You're a solistist.
Yeah, don't like him. Yeah.
Solistist. When Lando's driving the Falcon and he hits the radar dish off, that's the human equivalent of when you, like, reverse park and you tap the car behind you.
Yeah.
And you're like, "She'll be right."
It's like, no, it's like losing a mirror, like a side mirror. Like, we've still got another one. We'll be all right, but it's going to make it difficult.
And then you get, like, a totally different mirror installed so people know 20 years has passed.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. And it's just weirdly rectangle shaped.
That'd be good.
Yeah.
Well, spare parts are hard to find.
No, I know if you know the right places, little flying alien guys.
Flying alien
Tridarians,
guys.
They've always got spare parts.
Yeah. And so what's your favourite film in Star Wars?
Jedi. Easily Jedi. It's the most fun.
The third one?
Yes, the third one that was made, and the third one that was, yeah, because there's only 5 Star Wars films that have ever been made.
Only 5? That is controversial.
2.5.
2.5? Ooh.
2.5? I can't even work out the math on that one.
As soon as they hit the Ewok forest, that's the end of the 2.5.
Ooh.
Controversial.
That's very controversial. But you're missing the best part, which is the third act, when everything in the world happens.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
What's wrong with Ewoks?
Oh, they should have been Wookiees.
No.
Yeah, they should have been.
I saw the movie where they put a bunch of Wookiees in it. It's not as good as Return of the Jedi.
But if they'd done it in 1983, it might have been okay.
But you get your Wookiee fix with Chewbacca. Chewbacca's there, so you get your Wookiee fix. Then you get the Ewoks, whole different alien. It's kind of the same thing, but they're smaller. But it's.
And we saw what happened once we had a Wookiee family. The uncle watched porn. It was horrible.
Oh, yeah.
More Wookiees is always bad.
That's true, yeah. That Life Day shenanigan. Yeah.
You really anti-Ewok?
Oh, no, look, they're okay. I just think when you look back, somewhere in my recesses, I believe that they were going to use Chewbacca's or Wookiees, yes. So I can't help but think that if they'd done that properly back then in 1983 with the proper kind of, instead of the CGI one we saw in later years on Kashyyyk, I think if they'd done it on Endor with Wookiees, with the real kind of costume effects and so on back then, I think it could have been really interesting and more believable that they took down the Empire.
I don't know about that, but if they did do that, you'd be on stage now complaining now about how the Wookiees blink. Like I do. Well, the Wookiees, you know, that it was actually going to be Wookiees. So that whole battle on Endor is sort of like an allegory or something of the Vietnam War and how the Viet Cong sort of overwhelmed the military might with their knowledge of the land. And when George wrote the original sort of story, without the chapters in it, it was going to be Wookiees that helped out. But then when he said, "Well, I'm not going to be able to get to that in this film, but I want to have a Wookiee," and then it turned out that the Wookiees were very technologically advanced. You know, Chewbacca's always fixing stuff. So it wouldn't have worked to have the primitive
Wookiee. Oh, yeah, right.
So
yeah.
That's what they cut him in half. Wookiee, Ewok.
Oh!
Oh!
I never thought of that before. That's amazing.
Call very yourself cool. Nerds.
Oh, I didn't realize it was a nerd pissing contest.
Oh, yes.
That'd be a good name for a podcast.
Ignite the green. Depending on what you had to eat the night before.
My main complaint is if there were no Ewoks, Steel wouldn't be wearing a shirt right now.
Yeah.
So I'm very glad that we got those Ewoks.
Look, just be sitting here topless.
Yeah.
That would be brutal.
Look at his weird little face. I hate him. I'm talking about the Ewok, not Steel.
That's wicked. He's the most lovable of them.
What's wrong with you, dark...
He looks like an idiot.
Warlock.
He looks like an idiot.
Look at his face.
He's got little silly teeth.
Look at his nose and his little mouth.
No, he looks dumb.
I'm changing my favorite movie, just despite Dave. My favorite movie is Caravan of Courage, okay?
Nice.
That's very controversial.
So, when you said 2.5 movies.
Yeah, I don't know. I just think... I think Star Wars is probably the greatest film ever made, you know, because... there's never been an explosion of creativity like that before or after. I think I've said this to you before, but...
He kind of Bernie's turn.
I think I've said this to you before, but it's like 50% sci-fi, 50% fantasy, because it's about rescuing a princess from a castle, from a black knight, the Dark Knight, and there's a wizard and, you know, a mercenary and the sword fights. So it's got a fantasy storyline, a classic fantasy storyline, and he's a farm boy who ends up becoming this hero, but which is a classic kind of fantasy, you know, story, but it's got a sci-fi skin on it. It's got space battles and, you know, laser fights and so on. So it's just a stunning achievement. It manages to be a Western, a buddy cop movie with Chewbacca and Han Solo. It's also
a bleak insight into incest.
Oh yes, sure.
Yeah.
Yes. that went dark very, very quickly there for a 2 p.m. show. It manages to combine all these elements with a love story and which you just mentioned in a different way. And I just think that's great. And Empire Strikes Back was, you know, a flawed but absolutely brilliant masterpiece and a great continuation.
Here we go. God, you're judgmental when you're in Adelaide, aren't you?
Oh, I don't mean to be a naysayer.
You've been getting good reviews for your show. Now you're at the top of the mountain judging everyone else.
Well, it finishes on a cliffhanger. That's the only flaw, really. I think it's not a complete film. It's definitely aware that it's part of a trilogy by that stage, and so it doesn't bother tying everything up, but it does leave on a great cliffhanger. Found it somewhat dissatisfying in the cinema when I was a child seeing it as a result of the cliffhanger, which kind of teased you out until the new one came out. But I still think it's a brilliant film. Yeah, the second one.
Oh, it's... I think...
It sounds like it's your favorite, is it?
No, I think it's the best one, but Jedi's my favorite.
Really?
Yeah. Because ignite the green, Ewoks, what more do you want?
One giant action scene for 2 hours.
Yeah.
That's that one shot towards the end, it's the most dense special effects shot ever done. When you can see it's from the cockpit of the inside of the Millennium Falcon. It's just all the ships coming at them. It's just insane. It's
that one, and the Death Star's in the background. It's just like everyone's to-ing and fro-ing. Oh, yeah. So good.
Worth the price of admission alone.
To hear the full episode, along with hundreds of hours of bonus content, I would invite you to check out the Steel Wars Patreon page at patreon.com/Steel Wars. For just $3 a month, you get a dedicated RSS feed that easily pastes into any podcast app you use, sending the complete archives of Steel Wars episodes along with bonus Patreon exclusives like movie commentaries, Q&As, and shows like the Making Steel Wars show, which I make exclusively for Patreon members with Jason Ward of MakingStarWars.net, where we try to find the news behind the news. Plus, you'll get the bonus segments from the call-in shows, which sometimes can be over an hour. And as well as all the bonus content, you get that warm glow that you are supporting this show you listen to each week. The idea behind Patreon is if lots of people chip in a little bit of cash, that content producers such as myself can still keep producing for you guys while still being able to feed our very cute Ewok-looking cats. There's a hungry cat involved in this, guys, as well as some sweet, sweet content. Check out all the super fun tiers and all the shows you're missing out on at patreon.com/Steel Wars. And may that force be with you.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.